pretty good player, that Isaiah Robinson.
Yes, sir. What an honor to have him in the building and out to practice. So he'll be out here for a couple of days.
Really. Just decided to drop in?
Just decided to come in and visit us for a couple of days.
Yeah. Jeff Fisher, open door policy.
That's right. Really, really a great career. You talk about his numbers and the stats and everything. Really was a member watching him and, you know, just played the game the way he played at the linebacker position.
Coach, you got a couple of guys back. Just you got to be happy for that.
Yeah, we did. You know, Brock came back, finished up, was good. Roger got involved in a lot of the individual stuff, which was good. You know, Janoris, as we expected, back. Kadeem looks like he's on the road to recovery. Looks like he'll be full speed tomorrow. So it's good to get some guys back.
It's kind of a fine art, isn't it, to know when to bring these guys back, and I'm sure you want to time it for the regular season, right?
Well, you've got, you know, each situation is different. The reason that they're missing time is different, whether, you know, depending on the type of injury. But by and large, when we talk about soft tissue, we're gonna be cautious, and we're gonna take a couple extra days just to be sure.
How far has tougher days from the physical? I mean,
yesterday was warm. Yesterday we got some corrections done, and of course you guys missed the penalty stuff, but it was warm yesterday. But it would, of course we weren't passed. But today probably was one of the warmer days. It was good.
How far has Ethan Westbrook come along, especially considering missing the time at the beginning of camp?
Yeah, are you talking about Ethan
Westbrook?
Yeah. There was a series of plays in the game that was quite impressive. You know, a couple tackles for loss, a sack, hit on the quarterback, just one play after another, and then he moved inside to tackle and was doing some stuff. So yeah, he's really come on. So, you know, he's got obviously a couple big weeks ahead of him, but he's shown he can do some things though.
You mentioned penalty stuff yesterday. Did you have some more of your fun win sprints there?
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah. Who's standing out?
So we started at one and we ended about six. So it wasn't that bad. You know, it's same thing. You know, you get a couple of them you agree with, a couple of them you don't agree with, and you know, but most of them were guys that, you know, are probably not going to be in the starting position. But you know, we got them corrected on tape, and then you know, we'll probably get one more week of that.
Who's standing out to you among all the rookie defensive backs you have?
I'm sorry?
Who's standing out to you among all the rookie defensive backs?
Well, we got a good group, you know, starting with the draft choices, you know, with LaMarcus and Mo. And then, you know, EJ's missed a little bit of time, but he'll get back on the field. He was doing some good things. Good to get Christian back. Christian got to play in the game after having not played since last September. And Marcus and, you know, Avery did some good things on team. So it's a real good group of rookies.
If you get the linemen back, you move with Robinson strictly at guard and concentrate on that?
Well, we're going to, you know, with a good possibility that Jake plays this week, he'll go to guard when Jake's in the game. And when Jake comes out, we'll still continue to work on the tackle.
I saw Laurinaitis did a little work on the side. Is there still a chance that he might get?
Yeah, we've not ruled him out for this week's game. Yeah, he's turned the corner and, you know, he was moving pretty well.
How'd Brockers look?
Like he hadn't been hurt.
So
I'd say that's a good sign.
Is LaMarcus in the mix with that starting nickelback spot?
Well, right now he is. When we go nickel, or he's in the participating with the first nickel. So I'd say, yeah, he's got a pretty good chance for that.